Getting back to basal cell, there's now another one. We heard about Vismodegib for a long time. What about Sonidegib?
I mean, they're both excellent drugs. Both of them are being used currently, and I think both of them will have relevance in the neoadjuvant mode, which is, for me, what I find most interesting.
And what about tolerability? Because you mentioned the problems that this patient had. First of all, is there any difference between these two hedgehog inhibitors in terms of tolerability, profiles?
It appears that the more recent drugs have slightly better tolerability profiles. There are a lot of problems with fatigue and asthenia with vismodegib. It seems like they're a little better tolerated, no question.
What about this? You mentioned lack of appetite, but what I actually heard about was so-called dysgeusia, where food doesn't taste good. Is that what they tell you?
Well, but when the food doesn't taste good, they lose their desire to eat, so they just don't have an appetite. It just tastes terrible. It has this horrible metallic taste, which can happen, by the way, with interferon. Sometimes it can happen with checkpoint inhibitors, but it's a very common phenomenon with hedgehog inhibitors.
With checkpoint inhibitors, that's
Yeah,
interesting.
it's a rare but not unheard of complication, having this metallic taste, but it's just so much more prevalent and common with hedgehog inhibitors.